This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I have a returning guest. The name of the company is Hemp Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HEMP. And with us today is the CEO and founder of the company, Bruce Portaloin. Bruce, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett. It's a pleasure to be back.
You know, every time I turn around, it seems like you're putting video after video up on Facebook. Tell us about your latest one-minute videos and why you're so excited about them.
Well, I believe that I'm the only CEO in the history of the world that does a one-minute video update on everything that we're doing in the plant or in the company. So I do, and I'm not that sophisticated with Twitter and Snapchat, so I put it up on Facebook. And what you get when you see that, you don't get a press release me telling you what we're doing. You actually get a one-minute video showing you what we're doing. And quite frankly, I do it because I'm pretty impressed with what we're doing. I mean, you start seeing hundreds of thousands of pounds of hemp and millions of pounds of canaf, and you see these processing plants going in all over America. You can't help but be impressed. So every day, around 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, I put up a new one-minute video of what we've done that day and what we've done that week.
Well, you know, one of the reasons why I asked you to come on the show, which I'm pretty excited to tell my listeners, recently you entered into a majority ownership agreement with JNV Farms, and they're an LLC. Why them? Why now?
Well, because we have five divisions of the company. You know, hemp, you can grow all the hemp you want in the world, but if you do not have a hemp infrastructure, which we do not have in America to any extent, you can't do nothing with that hemp. So we focus on building the infrastructure for ourselves and for the farmers. So this is the first infrastructure, which is the industrial plant, which is the largest hemp processing facility in the Western Hemisphere. That's up and completed. It's been running over a year. We got semis rolling out of there every month of lost circulation material, which is the product we do there. And now I'm focusing on the extraction and the farming infrastructure. So the joint venture out here in Oregon, JNV Farms, is focusing on that farming infrastructure. And so we've built in record time. It blew me away, quite frankly, how fast we did it. We did it in 90 days. You can go on my Facebook 90 days ago and see a bare field. You go in today, you'll see 8 greenhouses, 2 buildings, chock full with not tens of thousands, but literally hundreds of thousands of pounds of hemp being processed through that facility.
Yeah, it's kind of impressive. I saw the video. It's a three-step process of curing the hemp, if you will. Nicholas Vanderway, he's an eighth-generation farmer. How did you get hooked up with him?
Well, we came out here looking for just biomass. We were actually just looking to buy seeds out here. And we found that if we bought some biomass with seeds in it, we get seeds at 16 cents a seed instead of a dollar a seed if you just bought plain seeds. So that's how it started. And we ran into this guy, and he said, look, we're doing this hemp processing facility. We're going to be processing for everybody else, and we can set up your processing of your hemp pre-rolls and your hemp buds, because people are now smoking hemp, an innovation that came and hit the marketplace hot and heavy about a year ago. Took everybody by surprise. No one thought people would smoke hemp. But what's happening, people want to get healed, not get high. So a lot of people are smoking it just to get better and not get high. So he was in the beginning of setting that up, and we just really liked the guy. He was a great farmer. He had a big farm going. He had this whole plan to go to make what we would consider the farming infrastructure to be able to process not only his field, but all the local farmers. And that's what we are, a big part of what we're all about, is supporting the local farmer. And we do that by building processing centers. So that's how we ended up meeting him. He turned out to be the most incredible person, one of the most incredible people I've ever met in this industry. His work ethic, his knowledge, his ability to get things done. I mean, who builds a giant processing plant in 90 days. Nobody. I've never seen something happen that fast.
My guest today is Bruce Perline. He is the CEO of Hemp Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HEMP. I want to change geographic areas and talk about basically Arizona, Golden Valley, Arizona. I understand you guys are doing a project up there with the Veteran Village Keens community. It's a 500-acre I think it's outside of Kingman, about 20 miles north, especially outside of Nevada. What can you tell us about that project?
Well, that thing is moving along full speed. I mean, that's a giant project. That's a, what it is, it's 500 acres, and we're gonna, the idea is that you grow 500 acres, and you build, and you transition into turning that 500 acres little by little into a community, and this community is for veterans. And it's to rehab the veterans, it's to teach them how to grow hemp, it's to teach them a new way of making money. And by the way, while they're getting well, because a lot of them have post-traumatic stress disorder, alcoholism, meth addictions, you know, it's not easy being a veteran coming back from the horrors that they just went through to reintegrate into society. And this not only reintegrates them into society, it teaches them something to do as a living, and they make a lot of money during the process of being rehabbed. So they actually grow, each one of them grows an acre of hemp on a 2.5-acre parcel of the 500 acres, and they're learning how to do a new industry, plus they're making money on that grow. So in essence, you know, I like to say they do everything perfectly in this world, perfectly backwards. In essence, we're actually paying them to get well. And that thing is coming along really, really, really good. I mean, we've got $1 million worth of heavy equipment now. They're building giant flood retaining ponds because, you know, the monsoons, it rains, it floods out there. So the county comes down and says, okay, got to build a burrow here and a big giant pond here to hold the water. And so we're in the middle of doing that. We've planted over 1,500 trees, half of them bearing fruit. And we're growing canaf out there because that's a plant similar to hemp, because we won't legally be able to plant hemp for about another 11 months. So we're just getting ready to plant that hemp and invite all the veterans or a veteran organization to come and overlay on the place that we've been building. That's been going on for 5 years. And the solar is up, the indoor bathroom facilities are up, the dome is up. And in another probably 2 weeks, we'll have live streaming videos so people can watch this hemp-growing Veteran Village Keens community emerge out of the desert.
You can go to their website if you want to watch more about their company and learn more about the company at www.hempinc.com. Let me ask you this, Bruce, while I got you on the line. I'm really excited about, you and I talked earlier before the show about revenues are going to start streaming in here in about 3 or 4 weeks. You should be pretty excited about that. And what kind of revenues are we talking about?
We're talking about huge revenues. And the revenues from the plant back in North Carolina, we ship about 1 to 4 semi-loads of what we call lost circulation material. It's basically the canaf and hemp plant ground together into a powder that we sell to the oil and gas industry. So, and we sell that for $2.50 a pound, so there's 25,000 pounds per truck. So you can figure out 25,000 pounds times $2.50 times 1 to 4. That's happening now and has been happening for a good year. You know, that plant's been running over a year. Now the hemp, right now it's the harvest time, so the process there is you harvest it, you dry it for a week, you cure it for 2 weeks, and then in our case, you either sell it to a big extraction company, or you extract it yourself, or in our case, our focus is going to be making pre-rolls and little buds that are high in CBDs, because CBDs is, you know, the fad and the, you know, the rage across America.
Absolutely.
I don't need to talk about that. Everyone knows. And people start smoking it about a year ago. And they smoke it not to get high, but to get healed. And you can go and get these hemp pre-rolls or hemp buds, smoke it, just like marijuana, except you're not going to get high, but your pain will go away, you'll sleep better, your anxiety will go away. Whatever condition you're using it for, it works faster because it goes through the lungs and into the bloodstream much quicker than the tincture does.
Well, you've been coming on my show for a couple of years now. We're almost getting ready to wrap this up. But in closing, what would you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
Take away that what we call what we're doing in Oregon, a local processing center. So anywhere where there's a lot of hemp being grown, because we sell the buds, you can't transport them long distances because they'll bounce in the back of the semi and it'll break up and they won't be good-looking buds anymore. We will open up, we plan to, and are plan to open up and are opening up local processing centers anywhere where hemp is being grown a lot of. And just two things. One, it gives us another point of presence for our business, but two, it gives the farmers in that area a place to process their hemp. And I've seen it over and over again, starting in North Carolina and then here in Oregon. We put in a plant and all of a sudden you got 20, 30, 40, 50 farmers that had no intention of growing hemp of now wanting to grow hemp because they have a way to monetize their crop. And so that's our big move, is to build local processing centers. Ultimately, they get built on Veteran Village Kins communities because we retrain and help our veterans at the same time we grow hemp.
I want my listeners to take a look at this stock, hemp, H-E-M-P. You can find them on the OTC markets. Trading at about 2.5 cents, I think it's very undervalued. Bruce, thank you so much for coming on my show. It's always a great pleasure to have you on here. I know you're a busy guy flying all over the country and sometimes all over the world. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ed. It's my pleasure.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.